question was asked, sometimes there are Christian arguments to prove that God exists, to prove the validity of the Bible. Why wouldn't one be encouraged to listen to those arguments? So, Chazal warned us that there are certain books, there are certain arguments that have underlying philosophies that we won't notice as we listen to them. And they are tainted in a way that will taint our perspective and we won't notice. And I'll give you an example that the Talmud itself gives. The Talmud says there's a work called Ben Sirah, which might have been written by the prophet Jeremiah's son, Yirmiyahu's son. And in that work, one of the things he says is Zaldekan, someone who has a beard that's split in two. He's a conniving person. So it says here, you have an example of what's problematic about the book. What's wrong with saying that? Isn't it just silly that you think that the type of beard a person has will define if he's a conniving person or not? Rashi explains that this is an example of something that repeats itself throughout the book that indicates that a person's nature is predefined. A person doesn't get to choose how their beard will grow. However, that book gives an underlying message that you might not notice as you read the book, but there is an underlying theme. This is an example, and an underlying theme that slowly develops within a person's mind as they read the book that is a large component of the type of person you are is not up to you. It removes the free will, the responsibility that is core to Judaism. So Chazal said, don't read the book. But wait a second, it's just reading silly things. No, it's not. By the time you finish the book, you might not have noticed, but the book might have shifted your whole perspective on where your free will lies. And so there are works that Chazal told us they're tainted and you won't necessarily notice as you read them how they shift a person's perspective. A person's perspective on values, a person's perspective on core values of Judaism, like free will. That's an example that the Talmud gives. So that's why even though a person might say, hey, what's so bad? It's an argument for the Torah. It's an argument for the validity that there's monotheism or that Hashem exists. Right? Stick to the sources of Chazal. You never know where those sources at the end of the day are leading in the wrong direction. Furthermore, Chazal warned us that it's not always easy to come up with answers to arguments. And Chazal themselves preferred not to enter debates. You never know where someone will catch you with a question and you won't have an answer. You might get an answer after a week, you might get an answer after a year, you might only find the answer after a long time, and you might realize in hindsight, hey, that was silly, that wasn't even a question. But putting ourselves in a place where we might end up lost is not recommended. I always say the metaphor, the example, that in order to understand that 1 plus 1 equals 2, you don't have to disprove that it's not 3 and it's not 4 and it's not 5. A person shouldn't busy themselves with why it's not something else. Let's understand why this is correct. Let's understand why Torah is correct. And let's not busy ourselves with understanding why other things are false. And when a person starts dealing with other philosophies, then a person might end up spending a lot of their time in arguing or disproving things, and sometimes maybe he won't even know the answer. And so it's not the direction that Chazal instructed us to invest our time in. On the contrary, Chazal themselves said, stay away, harchek me'alea derkecha. That's what the Pasuk says in Mishnah.
Following these